Good morning. This is DJ K Sharde, and welcome to KLYN Lion Radio and The Lion Talk. Today I have my co-host
DJ JV,
DJ Miu,
and today we're going to talk about how teens are getting ready for independence. So, DJ JV, could you tell me, like, how would you feel getting ready to be independent on your own?
I feel as though right now, being a teenager, almost getting ready to go out on our own, like being a senior and stuff, already having a job, I feel like I'm preparing myself a little bit, but not really, because most of the money that I make, right now, like, I just spend it on, like, hair and clothes and stuff, not knowing when I want to move out, I got to pay, like, bills and utilities and gas, transportation, all that.
So how long would you think it'll take you to get settled after you go in the real world on your own?
I'd probably say, like, if I move out and get, like, an apartment or so, I say it'll take me, like, a couple of months to have everything that I'll need, like furniture and household items and stuff.
So how do you plan on finding the correct job to keep you suited?
I mean, I don't think no minimum wage job is, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I feel like I think you got to make, like, above. I think you got to make, like, $10 or more to, like, have a comfortable life. Well, as a adolescent right now.
Yeah.
To, like, make enough money.
Yeah.
To maintain your lifestyle, I guess. Because once I go out on my own, like, if I don't have a roommate or stuff, I got to pay everything by myself. So I got to find the right job to, like, depends on what that, like, the pay periods and stuff that'll match right with my rent and rent, the days my rent doing stuff like that.
So, DJ Mill, would you have a car or not? Like, what would be your source of transportation when you're out on your own?
When I'm out on my own, but, like, for my first time, I wouldn't mind, like, taking a bus because I'm going to have to work for my car. So, any transportation, really, car, bus, bike, scooter.
She said a bike.
Then she said a scooter.
I mean, I'm going to have to get the...
your leg going to be hurt.
I'm going to have to get around, right?
I feel though, either way, I mean, I know as soon as we move out, I mean, only... It depends, like, your parents or, like, somebody can, like, reward you with a car or something, like, during holidays. But if not, and when you move out, you're going to have to get it. You're going to have to go to work. How you find...
How
the
you
best way
there?
You can find how.
Okay. So, DJ Mill, is it necessary for a teen to have a job before moving out?
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, they can prepare you. Like, prepare you for, like, already when you get out there on your own.
Yeah, I feel so. I feel it's probably not necessary to some people, but I feel it is because it'll teach you, like, money management, I guess.
And responsibilities.
It'll teach you how to manage your money and, like, help you save up, because when you're ready to move out, you're not going to have the money. I'm pretty sure you're not going to have the money up front for everything that you need to pay for. So, of course, you're going to have to save if you're trying to move out right then and there.
So, speaking of managing money, how would the both of y'all manage y'all money when y'all out on, manage y'all money and time while y'all out on your own?
I don't even know how to save money right now, so I don't
know.
I do not know how I'm going to do it. I'm probably going to have to open a savings account.
Because I'm like, but it ain't going to be my nails and hair and toes.
Girl, for real. We can, like, the other stuff, like, going out and, like, to movies and stuff, they probably can get cut short, but the hair and stuff.
I know how to be a homebody, but when it comes to lashes, hair, and nails, them just my three. Like, those are neat.
Yeah. But I don't even know how to save money right now, so I'm probably going to have to open, like a savings account and get somebody else that's trustworthy to code, because if I still know how to get in, I'm still going to spend it.
I set up my bank account last Friday, and half of my money goes to my check-ins, and half of it goes into cash.
Like, the credit card company I'm with, it said, right now it's a prepaid company, but it was like, every time I get paid or whatever, 10% of the money that's in my account will go to a savings account. But I feel as though I already, like, I know the password and stuff, so I know how to get in it.
Take it,
So that'll be hard for me to save.
So, to the both of you, how would y'all think y'all parents will feel if they had to support y'all on y'all own? Would they be upset? Would they be happy?
You saying, like, would they be okay with us moving out, or would they be...
Yeah, like, if you know you're ready to move out and get your own stuff, live lavish, do what you want to do, how would you feel if your parents had to support you through it all? Like, will you feel not as adultish, or...
I mean, everybody need a little help once in a while.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't, like
all
back.
The time.
Yeah, I wouldn't fall back on my parents all the time just because I know they got it.
Yeah.
I mean, I took the step to move out, so I knew it had responsibilities that I had to handle that my parents didn't sign up for.
So now that you know how you feel, how would you think your parents would feel if you was telling them you didn't want their help? Because I know my mama would do the most cry and all that.
Yeah, right. I think mom, at first she's going to be like, okay, and stuff like that. Then after a while, she's going to be like, you sure? Yeah, she's going to keep asking, like, you sure you don't need no help and stuff? And then she's going to feel like I'm growing up and I don't, like, need her no more and stuff like that.
My birthday weekend, my mama, when, like, she left the hotel, because I waited till everybody got there. So I told her, leave me there by myself. Keep in mind, I'm 18. Like, I'm used to being placed by myself. Talking about she got in the car and started crying.
Yeah, some parents feel as though like their last child growing up, they feel like their life gonna be boring after they last child moves.
They're so used to catering to us.
Uh-huh. Oh, we ain't gonna be their little
yeah,
baby.
They ain't gonna
no
have
more.
Nothing to do until we decide if we want to have kids. Then you can ship them off to their grandma.
Well, there you go, right there.
There go your baby, because I'm not staying with you no more, baby.
And then when you're on your own, all the bills that would be needed, like, how would you manage yourself for the bills that, like, your light bill, your gas bill, your water bill?
Don't
like,
use too much stuff in your house.
Yeah, if you know you got utilities plus rent, then I'm pretty sure you would know not to leave your water running, leave your lights on.
Don't run that water for too long.
Real, when you leave, it's ways to save energy, baby. And some people cheat, so I know some people, when they leave their house, they unplug their TV.
Well, it's like that now.
They unplug everything.
It's like that now with my sister. She makes sure everything, you ain't using that, make sure it's unplugged. Turn it off.
Exactly. We don't need no extra nothing. Because, first of all, rent probably, like, for right now, I think rent for, like, a one-bedroom probably, like, between... $500 and $700 or something like that for
it's
a one
more
bedroom.
Than that, though.
It depends
on the apartments and what's out of town and stuff, what kind of apartments it is.
But you know, like, I've been working on building my credit lately.
Mm-hmm.
And with you good credit, you can get the house. You can get a
but
house.
But they say first time renters rent is higher than regular people
it
that
is.
Rent. Because I guess they're trying to build their credit.
Uh-huh.
So that's going to be kind of hard for.
But I feel like if we build our credit, then why y'all want to give us a $1,200?
Exactly. Like, if you know we're not going to be able to. This is our first time renting something, so why have a.
Exactly. That's why I was like, when I was building my credit, I was like, let me go get me a credit card and pay my credit card bill on time so I can build my credit.
Man.
Because, baby. That's how most people get houses and stuff. They just got good credit.
Yeah, and take off a little bit or something like that, I guess.
Right, right. So, to wrap this up, y'all have anything else y'all would like to say?
I guess I'll just say it's all about playing stuff smart and take responsibility that you growing up, our parents
don't
can't take care of us all the time. And if they do feel like that, if they do still want to take care of us, I mean, you should want to grow up on your own, experience life on your own.
Yep.
But don't take it for granted.
Yeah. Don't. And just.
Yeah, like, don't try to be an adult, though, because it's your first time. Just,
yeah.
Because you got some people who,
I'm grown.
Yeah, as soon as they turn 18, they ready to move out.
And then they
knowing
get their first
well,
apartment,
they can't manage.
They don't even have it for a month. I'm talking about they don't even have their first apartment for a month.
The first month.
And they already back at their mama house.
Back
like,
at the mama
house.
Like, baby, life is not a joke. Relax.
Man.
So, that's all y'all got to say.
Yep. Just ready. Well, I'm not. Well, I feel like I'm halfway ready. I don't know.
Yet. I don't know. Cause you know how I was. Like, I'm used to being with my mama. I'm used to being with my parents. Like,
yeah.
To wrap this up, back at it again with DJ K Sharday and my co-host,
DJ JV.
And DJ Miguel.
And thank you for tuning in with The Lion Talk.